Welcome to our session. My name is Thomas. I'm a co-founder of Hockey App and now the GPM for Mobile Center here at Microsoft. And before we get started, I want to know who in the audience is an iOS or Android developer? Nice. And who is a Windows developer? Who considers themselves a Windows developer? Cool. So the good news is we have good stuff for all of you. And we want to start with a demo. And for the demo, think for a moment not of me as Thomas, the GPM at Microsoft. Think of me as a guy in a company, random company, Contoso Corp. And I heard from Terry this morning that continuous delivery is a new cool thing for every app, for an iOS app, for an Android app, and for a Windows app. And now my developers have given me a project, and have asked me, hey, Thomas, set up continuous delivery for our app. And I want to show you this and in a live demo. And to give me an extra challenge, I want to show you how to set up continuous delivery within 5 minutes. I give myself a timer in the bottom right corner, and I start it, and then I have 5 minutes to set up a full continuous delivery pipeline. And to show you, to give a quick prop to the repo, I'm building an app called 2048. It's a simple game, it's a clone of a game, and I just forked this on GitHub. So it's not my code, I haven't touched the code at all. And I want to show you how I can build this app with Mobile Center. So let me switch over here to my tab and start the timer. Now on the login screen for Mobile Center, you can see that we have a lot of login options, but for me, as a developer, GitHub is just the best way to sign on because I do an OAuth flow, I don't need to confirm my phone number, I don't need to enter my credit card number, I'm in Mobile Center, we have my name, we have my avatar and my username, and I can simply add an app and I can get started right away. So I want to create 2048 for iOS. It's an iOS app, it's written in Objective-C and Swift. And boom, my app is created. And in the sidebar, I can see all the services that Mobile Center offers. Now for continuous delivery, the service I want to use is Built. And Built works with three repository types, Visual Studio Team Services, GitHub, and Bitbucket. Now I connect with this GitHub and my repository is on GitHub, so obviously I pick GitHub here. And now Mobile Center uses the GitHub API to pull all my repositories into Mobile Center. So this is loading all my repositories. I have a lot of repositories. So here's all my repositories. I picked 2048. And again, we're using the API to load all the branches of this repository. So here are all the branches. And you can see in a second the commit history for all the branches. The network is a little slow. Here you can see, for example, Semina added this last commit, new file added. I click on this commit here, and then I can set up this branch for continuous delivery. And now what we're doing here is a little bit of magic because we have automatically discovered it's an Xcode project called 2048. Here's my schema. It builds with Xcode 8.3.2. And now I want to build this app. It's an iOS app, so I need a provisioning profile. Here's my provisioning profile. And here's my certificate. And then I need to enter the certificate password. And then at the bottom, I can distribute the build. Now, I created this app just now, right? So the only tester in this app is me. You can see me here, my little avatar there. But it gives me the instant confirmation that my build was successful if I do this. So I start the build. And now what happens behind the scene is that we provision a full continuous delivery pipeline for you. You don't need to provision your own Mac. You don't need to install a Node agent, nothing like this, all automatic behind the scene. We are reusing Team Services as an API service, so we haven't rewritten all from scratch. Behind the scenes, it's all Visual Studio Team Services. And so you can see here how the build agent is starting. Now it's forking my repository, downloading my code, and it's building my app. And while this is running, let me show you some other options. I have 2 minutes 30 to go, so I'm pretty confident I can do it. So I'm back in the build settings. So in addition to the simple setup that I've done, I can also automatically increase my build number here with that first option. I can run all my unit tests, and then I can also run my app on real devices. And this is what used to be Xamarin Test Cloud. It's real devices in the cloud, and when I enable this option, without writing any test code, I can run my app on a test device to see whether it launches. Now, let's go back here to my build, and let's see how far it got. So it's still compiling here in Xcode, but in a minute it should be done. You can see the signing is happening. It's copying files into the artifact store, and then it's publishing the artifacts, and then it's uploading the build from team services into Mobile Center, and then Mobile Center uses Hockey App under the hood. So again, we are reusing technology that we already have at Microsoft. Now here's my iPhone, that's my real iPhone. So once the build is finished here on the build screen, and you can still see it's running, but it should switch to done in a second. There it's done. I get an email, here's my release. I can open the email on my phone. Here's my new version is available. I can click on the details, it opens in the browser. The download page is loading, I have a minute to go. I'm confident, here's my game. He can see Hockey App wants the confirmation. I'm going to the home screen, and now the app is downloading on my phone and installing, and there's my game. And I can launch the game right on my phone from my repository without touching Xcode, without touching the code itself. All I needed was my provisioning profile and the repo, and now I can play the game for the rest of the session. Now, of course, I could have all done this on my Mac or on Visual Studio. I could have checked out the code. I could have built the code. I could have connected my phone via USB. And just to be sure, the USB connection here is only to show you the screen. It's not using that at all for the demo. But instead, I set up continuous delivery. So anyone in my team now that goes into the repository and pushes new code into that repository automatically triggers a new build that sends an email to my phone, and I can update to the latest version whenever something new is available in my project. And that's the power of continuous delivery with Mobile Center. Now, with that quick little demo, let me introduce my friend and manager, Keith Bellinger, the director of PM for Mobile Center and previously the VP of product for Xamarin.
Thank you, Thomas. So as you saw there, we've designed Mobile Center to make continuous delivery incredibly easy. And I think Thomas just did a fantastic job of showing you how literally this is 5 minutes to everything you need from check-in to getting it on beta testers' devices. But what we wanted to discuss with you a little bit is why is this important and kind of set the foundation for our motivation for doing these things in a little bit more depth. Why did Terry talk this morning about how continuous delivery and that feedback cycle at the end of continuous delivery is so important? Well, at Xamarin and at Hockey App as well, we worked with a lot of mobile developers, and we work with a lot of developers today at Microsoft. And we've seen some key things that every app developer needs. One is they're not just building one app. In most cases, especially inside of enterprises, they're building a lot of applications, and so they need to be able to handle that. Additionally, there is a life cycle to how your application is being built, and it's important to have tools and kind of cultural processes that make using those tools easy so that you can go from build to test to understanding your users very easily. And then finally, there's a third challenge that we've seen a lot, which is there are many, many different types of mobile phones, tablets, PCs, where your application is going to run. And dealing with all of those can be quite difficult. So I thought I'd illustrate this with telling you a story that's actually fairly embarrassing about the first startup I did. I was at Microsoft before I left Microsoft, and I decided to do a mobile-first startup that we called Ravid. Ravid was for iPhone and for Android. You could take a video and then you could send it to somebody else. And this was, 2010 timeframe, so it was fairly new. People had been trying to say text videos to each other, but those didn't work well. And we came up with some interesting technology that allowed us to send very long videos, because that's what we thought people wanted, from one mobile device to another mobile device as frictionlessly as possible. And so we thought we were really agile, me and the rest of the devs who were building this. We were using Pivotal Tracker, we had Scrum, daily stand-ups, and we just coded so much code. We were just constantly adding new features and fixing bugs that we would find ourselves. And so we had a really great kind of first step in that pipeline of how you build mobile applications. We had that down. We were just building lots of code. But we were actually very slow when it came to delivering our app and new features to customers. And part of this was unique to the mobile world, we realized. We didn't have CI. What we were really depending on is a developer to kind of crack open their laptop and make builds. We didn't really have testing. We were manually testing. We had a few unit tests, but that wasn't a whole lot. And then to deploy, you know, we had to grab people's phones if we wanted them to beta test. And then, of course, if we wanted to monitor what people were doing, we had to use analytics and crash reporting. And especially in those days, there weren't really great crash reporting tools. Of course, we used HockeyApp to distribute, and that was always very nice. So one of the first things we did is we found a way to start doing CI, but then we saw that we had this issue with testing. And one of the things that we discovered very early on is there would be lots of bugs that weren't really our code in general. They were specific to a specific device, you know, some specific HTC Android device, or maybe a version of the iPhone we didn't have, would have a bug that we couldn't replicate. So we would do this thing where we'd go to the mall across the street from our offices, and we'd go to the kiosks, like the T-Mobile and the Sprint kiosks, and my co-founder, he would like distract the salesperson with a question. Oh, I really want to buy these. I can't decide which. And while he was distracting them, I would run over to whatever model we had heard the latest bug report on, and I would like install the app, and then I would like replicate the bug, and I'd be like, okay, there's now I know what to do. And as you can imagine, that our pipeline of delivery got really slow because we started doing that all the time for all of the devices that would give us trouble. And ultimately, we were like, well, that's just too much work. Got a great idea, I told my co-founder. Let's speed it up. Let's just stop testing. We'll just go with it, man. And there's an unfortunate byproduct of stopping testing. You get really bad reviews really quickly. So lots of one star, I hate this, it doesn't work, it's crashing. It was really bad for me personally because I had put my phone number inside of the store, the Google Play Store, to let people contact us for customer support because I thought, oh, that'd be good. So now I was getting phone calls from people in like the middle of the night in other states or other countries, you know, panicking sometimes because they would be sending videos to somebody and they were afraid their video had been lost forever or, you know, who knows what. So it was a terrible situation all around. And as you can imagine, our growth, which was great at first, started dropping off dramatically. And even worse, the growth wasn't just from quality problems. The lack of customers continuing to use our app was at its heart because we didn't understand what our customers wanted, and we were unable to iterate quickly enough to learn what they wanted. So for instance, in the same time frame we were doing this, we had competitors who were focusing on very short videos as opposed to very long videos, and that turned out to be something customers wanted. They found that out, that feedback cycle, much more quickly than we did because they were shipping more often and they were able to get that feedback more often, meaning they were able to do experiments like try short videos and see what would happen. And then ultimately, what you saw was our competition just kind of skyrocketing past us because they understood that you had to deliver continuously in order to learn continuously. And so then later, after I joined Xamarin and I was working on things like Test Cloud and our analytics stack at Insights, I was able to kind of apply these lessons to the mobile technology we were building. And then when I hooked up with Thomas here at Microsoft, you know, we said, listen, let's build the ultimate tool for mobile developers so they really can have this continuous delivery loop and this continuous feedback loop. But let's not make it hard. Let's make it as easy as possible. And then we thought there were basically three kind of key pillars that we wanted to hit for people. One is we wanted to make sure that they could implement this kind of continuous everything world. They needed to, with any check-in, be able to make a build, sign it, test it, get it in people's hands. That was like first, right? We needed to make sure that they could build high-quality five-star apps using the Xamarin Test Cloud because those are real-world devices. You no longer have to go to the mall and, you know, one by one try to figure out your bugs. We have thousands and thousands of devices in Test Cloud, Android and iOS. And as you heard this morning, we will be bringing Windows devices such as the Surfaces later this year. So that was another key thing we wanted to make sure happened. And then finally, one of the things that I think most developers appreciate a lot is you don't want to lock people into a closed ecosystem where if they want to say, for instance, use our Test Cloud, they must use our analytics, Well, we have great analytics in Mobile Center. We have great crash reporting in Mobile Center. But you don't have to use those if you want to, say, use our CI system or our testing system. Now, we'd love you to use all of them together, and when you do use them all together, we think that's very powerful, but we wanted to make sure as a key attribute of Mobile Center from day one that we gave you, the developer, flexibility and choice. We have public REST APIs for everything you can do in our UI. We have a command line interface that works on Windows and works on Mac, that you can do everything you can do in the UI and in the API with that CLI, and you can adopt any of those services as you need to. And so that's what we saw. We saw that there was all of these services that people wanted, and we pulled them together, and we call that mission control for your apps, that is Visual Studio Mobile Center. And what the ultimate goal here, I just want to repeat this one more time, is we want people to be delivering continuously. We want them to be able, with every check-in, to build tests, get it to people's phones, and then we want them to be using our analytics and our crash reporting to easily learn what their customers are doing. And we think we've pulled that off with Visual Studio Mobile Center. Now, one of the things we've learned since we first launched our first preview, because we also do the same thing, is that people wanted to build Windows applications with this same model. So for our next demo, Thomas is going to show you guys the new Windows support in Visual Studio Mobile Center.
Yes, so Terry announced this morning that Mobile Center has now support for Windows, and that we are also bringing our test cloud in fall this year. And I want to quickly show you this here with the same app, 2048, now compiled for UWP. And again, it's not my code. I took an open source project. It's actually a store app that's live in the Windows Store. And it really shows you that you can adopt continuous delivery without a lot of knowledge about the code base, about coding skills. It's all about the process and about the value that you deliver to your customers, and not about coding, deep coding knowledge. And so here's the 2048 app, and it's in GitHub, and I already showed you GitHub. So instead of GitHub, I pushed that same repository into Team Services. So here's my 2048 app for Windows. I can tap on build. Here is my successful build, and you see the open in VSTS button here on the top right. I can click this and I can open that same project in VSTS. So it's really the code coming from a Git repository in VSTS. And then I can click on the same build configuration. I can see the build log here, so you can see it's restoring all the NuGets. Sorry, that is slow. It was building this MS build. Here's my build output. And then further up, somewhere it's restoring the NuGets. And then what you can also see here is I can, if I have built that app and the build was successful, but I didn't distribute it before, I can tap on distribute here, and then I can pick my distribution group right from here and basically do on-the-fly distribution once I'm confident that my build is the right one. And we are also pulling the release notes from the Git commit. So if you go back here into the Git repository, the last commit was just commit. So I can just leave this, or I can say, you know, this is the build demo. And then this commit message or this release note will appear in my release note email and also on the download page. So now I'm distributing that build to my two testers for this app. It's distributed. And I want to quickly show you, if we go back here into the configuration settings, same thing as the iOS app, and it actually works also for Android, for Xamarin apps, and for React Native apps. We are passing the repository. We are finding your solution. You can actually pick your solution. This repository has only one solution. You don't have to copy and paste the path name. You don't have to figure out, oh, what is this field here in the configuration. We do all this magic for you, but we still give you options. So for example, I can pick here between the debug and the release configuration. I can pick whether I want to build for ARM, x86, or x64, or only some of them. And then I can pick whether I want to build on every push or manually choose which builds I want to distribute. And similarly to iOS, I can automatically increase the version number, I can sign my builds, and I can automatically distribute them here from the build configuration. So this is built for Windows UWP apps, and it also works for Windows Bridge apps. Now we have done continuous delivery, build, test, distribute for iOS, and I've showed you this for Windows, but this is not everything, right? You need to monitor, you need to measure what's happening in your apps to have that feedback loop between your users and you. And to do this, we want to integrate the Mobile Center SDK into the Windows app. Now, the Mobile Center SDK is open source on GitHub, but of course we offer a NuGet. So if I go back here into getting started, we actually give you right on the Mobile Center getting started page everything you need to set up the app for the Mobile Center SDK. So you can see here the first step is to add the NuGet package. I already did this here in my Visual Studio solution, so I don't need to do that again and don't need to wait for the NuGet download. And then I need to copy and paste 3 lines of code into my app .xaml.cs. So I take those first 2 lines, I copy and paste them here into my solution where the cursor is. So I'm using the Mobile Center namespace, and then I'm copying the second line here, and that's just a simple line of code, and it is already pre-configured with my app secret. So I don't even have to copy and paste and find that app secret somewhere in the UI. So that's all I need to initialize the Mobile Center SDK. Now, this gives me automatic session tracking, and in the future for UMP apps, it will also give me automatic crash reporting. But in addition to this, I want to track whenever the user in my game is swiping left and right on up and down and see how often they swipe left and right and up and down. And to do this, I go into my main page, which is handling those moves, and there's a move method here in the main page. See, it's a long method called move. And at the end of this method, I want to add event tracking. And to do this, I call into the analytics module of Mobile Center into the track event method, and I call my event move. And then I can give the track event method a dictionary with a string tuple, and then I want to specify a key value pair with a direction as a string. Okay. So this will, whenever the user moves the tiles to the left, to the right, up or down, track an event in the SDK and specify the direction as a key value pair to that event. And then the events are cached on the file system and batched together and then sent to Mobile Center. Now the problem with those SDKs always is you integrate it, and then how do you figure out whether it actually works? Especially for crash reporting, that's really challenging because you have to find a crash in your app and then basically trigger the crash and then see if the crash appears on the portal like Mobile Center or Hockey app. Now, for Mobile Center, we thought we do something else here, and I show this in a second, so let me first launch the game. We added a feature called log flow, and you can think about this as a tail on your system log. You know, tail minus F, system log, and then you see the log running through. In Mobile Center, we do the same thing called log flow. So here's my game on Windows, and similarly to iPhone, I can just play it. I play it with the cursors here. I can combine the numbers. Now, if I go here back to my Mobile Center into analytics and into log flow, I can see it's still waiting for data. So let me play a little bit more. Not enough events were batched. Here's my I'm playing my game. Let's see if that actually works. So here you see my events coming in, direction 2, direction 0. And you can basically see in live, in real time, how our pipeline receives data from the SDK. And you can validate that the data that you are sending is actually the one that you wanted, right? You can see direction here has values like 2, 1, and 0. So this is log flow, makes it really, really easy to validate that the SDK integration was successful. Now, of course, once I've collected more data, I can go back here into the audience page and inspect my data. So I've been testing this app since yesterday, so you can see the app has 3 monthly users, 3 weekly users, and today 2 daily users, because I was testing it on 2 different devices. You can see further down the session duration, how long my players were playing my game, how often per day were they playing it, my top devices, here one of our developers using an HP, I'm using the Surface Book here, and I was also testing it on a virtual machine on my Mac. And you can see the OS distribution, so most of my users were using the newest, an older Windows release. Actually, the newest RS2 release, sorry. And then down here, we have a country map, so you can see, you know, the one device was from the United States, and for the other devices, we didn't know the user location. Now, this is what we call the audience page, and then if I go into events, I can see my custom events. Now, my app has only one custom event. I can click on this custom event called move. I, again, see users and count over time, but more importantly, can scroll down, and then here at the bottom, here's my custom key value pair called direction, and you can see the left movement to the left side had the most hits, followed by 1 and then 0. So this is custom event tracking in Mobile Center, and then you have additional filter controls. You can filter by 7 days or by 90 days, and you can also filter down by version. Now I have only this one test version, so it's really not doing much here. So this is crashes and analytics for your Windows apps, and the same feature set also exists for iOS and Android cross-platform. This is the mission of Mobile Center that we have, make every app better with continuous delivery and continuous monitoring. Now let me switch back to my Mac here and show you a test. Now, Keith had talked about how they were testing in Verizon stores and distracting the salesman. You no longer need this with Test Cloud or the Mobile Center test feature. And you can see an example test run here. This is an Android app. We have been testing it a lot. I can click on the latest test run. You can see all the tests have passed. I can click on a test. And then I see what we call the device grid. And you see, can see all the Android devices here. And I've actually zoomed out a little bit. You see even more of them. I can filter this. I can filter this by form factor, or what I'd like to do, I want to also only see the Samsung devices. So here are all my Samsung devices. I can click on a Samsung device, and I see the screenshot of that test step, and then I can click through the test steps and see a screenshot for every single test. Now, those devices are real devices in the cloud. So we have a data center with thousands of devices grouped into unique configurations and unique operating system versions. So when a new version comes out of iOS or Android or in the future Windows, we're not just updating the devices, we are buying new devices. So we retain those old operating system versions, and you can still test on those, but you can also test on the newest software. So this is a real device. And actually, for this test run here, we have a new feature, and you can watch a video of the test. So I can keep this running, and you can see how it automatically goes through the test steps here magically in our test cloud. But of course, we have additional features. I can click on details. So this is kind of, for me, nice as a manager. I can just check, you know, what kind of device was that. This is probably a little bit small. When did it come out? What are the physical dimensions? I can also dive into the test log and into the device log. And this is the real Android device log, the system log for my Android device. So I can see what was happening in the operating system. Yes?
On a Samsung, what happens if the battery catches on fire?
Then the repairman comes and fixes the device. And then I can also watch my test log and see all my tests and the output for my tests here in the test log. So this is Xamarin. This is a Mobile Center test. Super cool. It helps you to validate all your manual testing with automated tests. Now, to start a new test run, I go back here into the test home screen. I click on new test run. And I can pick from all our devices. So if I click here into other device configurations, you can see we have currently 236 unique device configurations, and then we have 10 or 20 of each of those devices. And I can select a couple that I like. And a new feature that we have is that I can save those as a named set. So for example, this is the build set here. So I don't have to do that over and over again every time. Instead, I just save this as my configuration, and next time I want to test on those specific devices, I can just recall this device set and use it for my tests. Now, I need to pick my test series, so we are on the May 2017 test series, and down here you see all the test frameworks that we support. So we have support for open source Appium, for our own Calabash framework, for Xamarin UI test, for Google's Espresso, and then on iOS we also support XUI test, Apple's testing framework. So really, you have the choice what test framework you like, in which language you want to write your tests. And then I can also pick the language I want to run my tests in. And for this demo, I always pick Denmark because that's where our test team sits. And then now I need to scroll, zoom out again. And I click next, and then I get instructions on how I run those tests. And I like to demo this part here because it's super important in our philosophy of how we design Mobile Center. We do not want to force you into using all our services, and we do not lock you into any Microsoft ecosystem. You pick what services you like, and you use those services that you like, and then you may or may not discover the other services. But if you only want to use test, we show you exactly how it's done. You install our NPM, and then you run the Mobile Center command line tool with that command, and you can run that command line tool from Visual Studio Team services. You can run it from Jenkins or from your local Windows box. We don't care. We want to give you the best test service and the best build service, but we do not force you into using build and test together if you don't want to. This is really important for us as a team. So this is test. So I've shown you test, and I've shown you build, and we know beta distribution because that was part of the first demo. What if I'm now super happy with my build, and I want to submit that build to the App Store? And a new feature that we announced today, which is not available yet, but I can demo it to you today, is store distribution. So if I click here on distribute, we actually have a new menu item called stores. And with that, you will be able to push your app into Google Play, into the Apple App Store, into the Windows Store, and also into the Intune company portal. So whether it's a line of business app, a consumer app, or some fancy new Twitter client, you can directly push it from Mobile Center into the store as part of the continuous delivery pipeline. So all I would need to do here is add my connection, I pick Google Play, and then the next step, and that's where I'm ending the demo, is that I have to find a JSON file in the Google Play console that includes my security token, and once I've done this, I can automatically push my builds from build into test to my testers and then into the Google Play Store or from Mobile Center on my Mac and on my PC. Back to Keith.
So that's quite a few different features that Thomas has just shown you. And again, just to reiterate, what are we trying to do, right? We're trying to make it so that we automate all of these kind of hard parts, all the parts that aren't really about what you need to do. You need to build a great app that satisfies your customers and your end users, right? You don't need to be spending hours twiddling with, you know, your own little device lab with your build machines, trying to figure out how to get a crash report that makes sense. So we have a few other features that we've also announced at Build that I just wanted to talk about with you and go into a little bit more depth on very quickly. So as Thomas mentioned before, as he was showing you Test Cloud, originally Xamarin Test Cloud supported Calabash, which was a Ruby-based framework, and UiTest, which was a C-sharp-based framework. And what we've also added, as he mentioned, is Appium very recently, which is another open source framework often used by Java developers. And then there's Espresso, which is Google's own native testing framework for Android apps, and XCUI Test, which is built into Xcode and is Apple's framework. Again, harking back to our earlier concept, we don't need to lock you into a specific framework. We want you to come to us with your requirements, with the tools that you use, and we want to work with you. And we think that's a very important philosophy for us to achieve. Next, of course, is the support for UWP and Windows applications that Thomas showed you in the very first demo. Again, today you can do build, you can do analytics, you can do distribution, and in a few seconds you'll see how you can also do push messaging. Crashes and testing will become later this year. Now, when our first release of Visual Studio Mobile Center back in November, we supported GitHub. We supported GitHub first because we saw from, again, the developers we were talking to that was very important to them, that they had a lot of source code in GitHub. But, of course, as we've grown, we've heard a lot from developers, and we've heard how they want VSTS and Bitbucket. And so we've added both of those, and in each case, we've made it as seamless as possible. It's that same kind of one-click, show me my branches, and I go kind of functionality. And then finally, what we'll show you in our last demo is that we've added a push messaging service. So, and this is, I'll just take you back for a second. When Thomas and I got together after we had both joined Microsoft and we started building Visual Studio Mobile Center, one of the other teams that joined us was the Azure Mobile Engagement team, and they were also a startup. In fact, Mobile Center is basically several startups that Microsoft's acquired in the mobile space, all kind of combining together, kind of like Voltron, into the ultimate, you know, robot of development. And Azure Mobile Engagement was a really great tool for letting you not just send a push notification, but letting you kind of engage with your users. And I kind of thinking back to what Terry was talking about before, he mentioned this morning that the feedback cycle is very important to him. And push notifications in the mobile world is a critical part of that feedback cycle. If I can get my app out to you, if I can learn how you're using it with analytics, and if I can make sure that the quality is great for all of my customers with crashes, that's really great. But I also need to engage with my customers. And by using push notifications, I can find the right times to let an individual user know that they need to take an action. For instance, they have a new video message. But I also want to send things to entire groups as well. I may want to tell all of my users in the state of California about a new offer if I have some kind of retail application, those kinds of things. So that engagement loop helps you close the loop in terms of everything you're doing from that initial commit all the way through learning about your customer up to you communicating with them literally by sending them a message. So let's move on to that next demo, and Thomas is going to show us the brand new push service in Mobile Center.
Yeah, so here I've opened another app, and I want to start again with analytics just so you can see this app has already integrated our SDK. It has started collecting user data. You can see here in the last 7 days, I had like 2 weekly users, and I can also go back a little bit further to go to 30 days. And you can see here my trajectory of testing. The team was testing the app before the conference. It's an Android app. So again, we have a device list here with a Google Pixel and a Samsung device. And now what I want to do as the manager is I want to use that data and send push notifications to a subset of those users. And I can do this with the new push service that we announced today. And once again, it will be available for iOS, Android, and Windows apps. And here you can already see for testing, we had sent 2 test push notifications, but I want to create a new campaign here. And my campaign should be, I want to send a discount code of 75% to all T-Mobile users because I love T-Mobile here. It's a company from Bellevue. And they're awesome in the US. So I call my campaign the 75% discount, and I want to say you get 75% off if you are on T-Mobile. Actually, I want to say as you are on T-Mobile. And then I click next, and now I can pick who I want to send my push notification to. And similar to the SDK integration that I've shown you in the Windows example, the integration of the SDK is really simple. All you need is that one line of code, and automatically all your devices will start registering against the push notification service. Of course, the user has to confirm whether they want to receive push notifications or not, and that creates a device ID. And so with those 3 options, I can pick to send to all registered device IDs. That's basically everybody in my audience. I can pick a custom device list, and that's super useful for testing because I can figure out the device IDs of my own team. I can copy and paste them here, and then only my team receives the push notifications so we can validate the campaign is what we want and then go live to the full audience. Or I can use the new audience feature that's based on my analytics data that we have collected with the SDK and that we have shown you earlier. And I want to create a new audience here that is the T-Mobile users. And now I can basically define rules for that audience. So here, my only rule I want is I want the mobile carrier should equal T-Mobile. And now if I press tab, we do live calculation. And you can see that 2 people in my team or 29% of my users are on T-Mobile. And they would receive the push notification. And the rest of the team would not. So I like that audience. I click save. It's a good deal for them. They get 75% off. The others only get 50% off. And I click next, and now I get a confirmation what I'm sending. I get a confirmation of what my target audience is, and I click on send notification. And now the behind the scenes, similar to build and similar to distribution, we are provisioning a Microsoft service that already exists called Azure Notification Hub. And we're using that Notification Hub service behind the scenes to send the notifications in real time to my user base. That is the power of Mobile Center, combining all the cool assets that Microsoft had in the past, and that we have demoed in the past. If you have seen my build demo last year, or at Ignite, we did a similar demo, Donovan Brown and I. We have all those cool services, and we're bringing them together in Mobile Center to allow you, as the mobile and desktop developers, to leverage all those services from one place. Now, my push demo is done, but I want to show you one last thing, because we are all developers here, and we developers love APIs. And we as a team have a clear rule. You cannot ship a feature if you have not built the API. In fact, our rule is API first. You first build the API, and then you can build the UI on top. So everything that I've shown you today in the demos is available through an API. And you can find that API here through a little help button at the bottom. In the reference section, we have our API docs. And we have what's called a Swagger file. And that lets you explore the API right from your browser. You don't have to open a curl script. You don't have to use the PowerShell. Here's my whole API. I can click on account. I can find all the API endpoints. And here's my app list. And I want to quickly show you how that works. So if I go back here into my Mobile Center account, I go into my account settings. And here we have a new API token management. and I create a new API token called build demo. And I want a read-only token because we are recording this on video. And here's my token, and I copy and paste my token here, and I can move it over to Swagger, and then at the top is an authorize button, and I copy and paste my API token into this field. And now I'm authorized against the API from my browser window. So if I go back here to my app list, I can actually try it out. And you will see here's my an example curl request, here's the example request URL, and here's my real request response body. This is no fake, nothing. I did this live here against my real account. I just created the API token, and you can try out the API. Now the cool thing is, the API literally allows you to do everything from your own workflow and from your own environment. When, if you don't like our UI, you build it, use the API and connect it with your own apps, with your own tools. So if you don't like our push notification service, you can just push notification UI, you can just use our API and send push notifications to all your users. If you want to export your analytics data, you can do that through our API. And of course, you can upload builds into the distribution and test service through our API. With that, back to Keith.
Yeah, right? So we just want to kind of summarize what we've seen here today and then open up for questions. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to line up at the mics here in the middle. So why did we build Visual Studio Mobile Center? Well, we built it because we found that app developers have some unique needs that we wanted to satisfy, especially around the life cycle. And that life cycle is really hard without specialized tooling. So we wanted to make sure that we offered that for people. And then beyond just offering something, we wanted to make sure that we offered the easiest way to get started and manage these things. And we found that developers really need to build high quality applications, and that quality is incredibly difficult when you have hundreds, if not thousands, of different form factors available to you. So that's why we have the test cloud, that's why we have our crash reporting. And then finally, we found that people come from a wide variety of platforms, and they use a wide variety of tools. So we wanted to make sure that we built something that was very open and very interoperable to ensure that anybody can use our tools for what they need to solve their problems today. All right, with that, we would love for you to start using Mobile Center today. If you go to aka.ms/mobilecenter, you can sign up. The preview is open, and there's all of these, most of these features that you've seen today are available, and the ones that you haven't seen are a couple of them are coming in the next few days. And with that, we'll take the first question.
I would really love to use this in a class that I'm teaching this summer on Xamarin. And so my question is, which version of Visual Studio are they going to be available in, and how much is that going to cost?
So that's a good question. The question is, which versions of Visual Studio is this a part of, and how much will that cost? Well, Visual Studio is actually a family of products. It's no longer just an IDE. There's Visual Studio Team Services, Visual Studio Code, Visual Studio for Mac, Visual Studio the IDE, and Visual Studio Mobile Center. So when you purchase something like Visual Studio the IDE, that doesn't necessarily mean that you've purchased a Visual Studio Code. In fact, Visual Studio Code is freely available. And Mobile Center, similarly, we offer today is a preview, so it's all free. And in the future, we'll have the same kind of a really nice no-charge tier available for people to use. And then, like other Azure services, we'll offer some a la carte for higher consumption, large dev teams, that kind of thing.
And but you'll cut some slack to poor hardworking educators, right? Of course you will.
Try your best. Thank you.
Had several questions. One is, do you show funnel data in the analytics? Second is the push notification integrated with analytics so I can see the response for the push notification? Third is probably a request, attributions for advertising.
Okay, so let me try to remember. So funnels is on our roadmap. We don't have it today. So no funnels in analytics today, but thanks for the feedback. And by the way, if you're trying out the product, in the bottom right corner, you see a blue circle with a chat icon. If you click that icon, you can actually leave a message, and everybody in our team Most PMs and some of the developers are actually responding there whenever they find a second. So you see here the little chat icon. I can just click this. Piyush is sending me some update. And I can literally can see Ian, Andreas, and Jay are probably most likely to respond within the next few hours. So you can directly leave feedback here to our team. You don't have to go through any Microsoft support or anything. This is our team. You're talking to our team. So whenever you have a suggestion, please feel free to use this. Now, your second question is, push analytics is on our roadmap. It's not in the preview today, but it's coming very soon. And then what was the third request?
Attributions.
What is attributions?
To check like advertising for the app, which installation come from which advertising.
I see. So it's a good suggestion. It's currently not on our roadmap, but we definitely take the feedback and we will take it back to the team to discuss it. Right. Thank you.
Hi, I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about why it's required to use NUnit 2.6.4 as opposed to most recent version, and if there's plans to update that. It always feels a little janky to be using a really old version.
Yeah, it's in the backlog of the test team. We just didn't get to it. To test cloud is based or is requires NUnit 2.6.4. The team has it on their backlog to go to 3.0. It's not there yet.
Just cool. Thank you.
Plain and simple.
If you come up afterwards and give us your contact info, and we'll share with you some workarounds for NUnit versioning now.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
My organization hosts their own repo in Bitbucket, and we choose not to expose our IP to the entire internet. So how do we connect Mobile Center to something that's only on the VPN?
So you have two options. Number one is you wait until we support on-premise repositories. The challenge with on-premise repositories, bug trackers, all those kind of things is that we kind of have to get from the outside through your firewall into the inside. And you're most likely not opening up the whole Azure cloud to your firewall. So we need some kind of authentication method, probably like a private SSL key, something like that. So it's a challenge that we will tackle eventually. It's not coming in the next few weeks. The other option is that you keep your own build server, assuming you already have a build server, or you use TFS, for example, on-premise, and then leverage our API, so basically hook into Mobile Center from the test and distribution phase, and you skip the build phase. And that ties back to what I said earlier. You're not forced to use build to use Mobile Center. You can start with test and distribution, use analytics and crash reporting, push notifications, and you keep your own build server on-premise and upload your APK file, your IPA file, your AppX bundle to Mobile Center. Yeah.
That sounds like an option.
Talk to us later.
And then if you're using TFS or VSTS, they both actually have a built-in task for Mobile Center, actually two tasks. One is the so-called upload task, which sends a build to distribution. The other one is a test task that sends a build to test. Yeah.
And we do want to talk to you later because if you have VPN set up, we'd like to understand how your VPN is set up because since there's so many VPN options, we're trying to discover which ones are the most popular for us to support later.
I have two questions. First thing is about your testing framework. I mean, in your app, I mean, I don't know what your app does, or his app is just sending videos. I mean, that's I'm not going to call it simplistic, but at least it allows you to kind of test it in isolation. Mm-hmm. But most apps, like the ones that we create, are connecting to ERPs, CRMs, and things like that. And you know, in a nice, happy framework, you know, all this testing is happening in the cloud, I assume, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, you can't connect from there to an internal ERP or CRM. Mm-hmm. So how would that testing framework work?
Yeah, it's similar to, like, similar to the gentleman's question about where he's hosting his source code. We have on the roadmap to offer VPN support. So when you're testing, the device can VPN into your network to connect with those internal services. Mm-hmm. And today we offer, if you want to, you can whitelist our public IP addresses from the test cloud into your system. And that works for some set of customers. So that's what you can do today, and then VPN would be the future.
Okay. My second question is about privacy concerns with what you guys are collecting with analytics. Mm-hmm. If my wife saw what you guys did, you're collecting swipes, she would just stop using every freaking mobile app she's using. So, I mean, how do you address legal concerns and things like that? If I tell her that this is what they're doing with her Angry Birds app, that's the end of that. Mm-hmm.
What they're doing with her Angry Birds app, and she's ignoring it, and she's happy with that.
Yeah, this
well,
is this
she
is.
Know that yet.
Well, fine.
So I can tell you that Microsoft treats privacy incredibly seriously, And of all of the major players out there, I would be most comfortable if they're going to be using analytics and tracking my behavior in their app with them using a Microsoft product like Mobile Center because of how seriously we treat privacy. But that really, in the end, is, you know, we're not lawyers and we can't give app developers legal advice. And that really, and it, for one reason, it just depends on where you live and where your customers live and whatnot. So but we have a tool and it's generic and it's really, you have to kind of figure that out, right?
Okay. It's at the end of the day, it's the developer's choice of what data they want to collect and send to Microsoft Visual Studio Mobile Center. We give you the tools to offer your customers opt-in and opt-out. So if you want to, you can basically ask your wife whether she wants to send the swipes or not. The SDK has those messages to disable analytics, to disable crash reporting. Our SDK is modular, so if you don't want any of those features, you just leave out the modules, and the code is even is completely left out of your app. Right, so if you don't use the analytics module, no analytics code will be in your app. The other thing, and Keith kind of alluded to it, Microsoft is really strict about customer data, and the most important thing here to know is that the customer data is owned by you and not owned by Microsoft. Right, all data that you're sending to Mobile Center, all your source, all your builds, all your tests, that's all owned by you and not by us. And we are not using it for anything. Microsoft is out of the advertisement business anyway. We are only using it to run the service and offer the service to you. And that hopefully encourages trust with your users and with you as a developer.
Great, thank you.
Your wife is in denial, sir, and I hope she enjoys it. I do.
I have a few questions. The first one related with a hockey app. So yeah. I saw that the crash report is coming late this year.
For Windows, yeah. For iOS and Android, it's already available for Windows. They're coming later this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can we assume once it's integrated in the Mobile Center, so Hockey app itself will be gone? So
Hockey app at some point will be sunset, but it's not happening anytime soon. So the way the roadmap will work is that we will go GA with Mobile Center, and then at some point we will announce the sunset for Hockey app somewhere in the future, and you at least get minimum of 12 months time between that announcement date and the actual sunset date. Okay. But yes, ultimately we will shut down all the legacy products, Hockey app, Test Cloud, Azure Mobile Engagement, and only offer Mobile Center to customers. Yeah. But we give you plenty of time, and actually if you were a Hockey app preview customer, you can, starting today, see all your Hockey app apps on Mobile Center. If you don't do this, just come to me and we can enable your account for this.
Okay, actually we are just trying the Hockey app
okay. And
the planning to using Hockey app, but yes, right now.
So you can use Hockey app today. All your Hockey app apps will be on Mobile Center with the same set of data, with the same set of builds, and so we have a seamless transition from Hockey app to Mobile Center. Hockey SDK will continue to work after that transition.
Okay. So actually, maybe the question already asked by the first gentleman. So for the Fuse, because the fabric is free, so can we assume the Mobile Center, those crashes should be free?
Yeah, we haven't announced the final pricing for Mobile Center, but you know, and I want to hear what you think, but we are planning to ensure that we always are competitive with the market, that we have a very generous tier mm-hmm. that people can use that doesn't require payment. Mm-hmm. So if you have additional thoughts and feedback on that, would love to hear them after the session as well.
Okay. So the last question is regarding the build. So the last step, the Mobile Center is doing the make the build. So do you think should we include the installer functionality as a part of a mobile?
You mean Windows installer or what kind of installer?
The installer. So actually, for us, like spend a lot of time like deploy the builds, like upgrade, mm-hmm. downgrade, different mobile device. So should Mobile Center handle that part? That's kind of functionality as well.
I would propose we have a booth near Tech Talk B in the hub. Uh-huh. Come down to our booth, and we have a lot of experts there, and you can discuss with the experts your scenario more deeply and find a solution for you.
Okay. We already have built our installer, by ourselves, so okay. It's kind of like
Mobile Center doesn't offer you installer technology per mm-hmm. se, mm-hmm. But I am, like Thomas said, I'm very interested in what your scenario is in more detail, mm-hmm. So if you could come by our booth later, we'd love to talk to you about it
okay.
more.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question about the push API. I don't see it on the Swagger. Is that going to be out there soon?
It's probably because push is not going to be public today. But okay. Again, use the blue chat bubble in the tool and ping us, and then the PM can hook you up.
So they can get us access.
There's definitely an API already there, and they can give you access to that API.
Okay. And how do we get access again to our apps? We have to ask for it right now to get
your hockey app apps.
No, our mobile center apps don't have the push option.
Just in the blue chat bubble, say, hey, I saw Thomas' demo at Build. Can you give me access to the push service?
Okay.
And they can enable you for your account.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello, the Cordova apps will be supported or not in Mobile Center?
It's not supported today, but it's on our roadmap.
Okay. And an ATA? Or?
We have an API, and our SDK is open source. So if you want to just use the React Native SDK and adapt it for Cordova, that would work too.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Hi. You mentioned that the existing Hawk apps could be migrated over to Mobile Center. So I tried to log in with the same credentials that work, but I don't see my apps.
Yeah, so
how?
So on Hawkey app, it's currently only enabled for Hawkey app users that were in our preview program on Hawkey app, and you have to opt in on Hawkey app to send data to Mobile Center.
Okay.
If you don't see that, same thing, ping us in the chat, and then we can enable it for you.
Okay.
Okay.
One thing I liked with the Xamarin Insights was the feature to track handled events, handled exceptions. Is that something on the roadmap?
Yes.
Yeah, and contact us. We can also show you at least a way to do it with the custom events and analytics today. But obviously, that's like not sufficient for most handled exception scenarios. So,
What about support for Fastlane Match?
Say again?
Fastlane Match.
Fastlane Match.
So which one is Match again?
Yeah, which one's Match?
That's the one that makes it possible to have your certificates and provisioning profiles repository.
This is on our ID backlog. We launched actually a Fastlane plugin today to upload from Fastlane into Mobile Center.
Mm-hmm.
The Match stuff is coming later.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. We have applications that we've written in Xamarin for iOS and Windows. And we write once and we deploy. My question is it possible to probably like write the UI test once and use that same test across various builds for iOS, Android, and?
So if you use Xamarin.UI test, you can do a lot of code sharing for your UI test across platforms.
Yeah.
It's not 100%, just like no Xamarin app is 100% code share. There's always a little bit of platform specific code, but UI test would allow you to do that. You wouldn't do the test run across multiple devices. We always do test runs per platform, but your test code itself can be, 80 or even 90% shared in many cases.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
You mentioned the eventual sunset of Hockey App and how this would replace it, but you didn't mention Xamarin Insights. Is this also kind of the same?
Yeah.
Both of those came together to make this?
Yeah. The difference is for Insights, you have to move your app either to Hockey App or to Mobile Center. We don't give you an automatic transition path, but otherwise, it's the future of Insights.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. Thanks.
You guys support APM with Jane. Any plans to support with NUnit?
It's on the idea backlog, but we haven't had many requests for it yet. If it is something...
Just one request now.
Yeah. So again, send us an email or hit us up in the chat and let us know, which versions you're looking for, that kind of thing, and we'll look into it.
Perfect. And one more thing. I've got a Git repository. We just got the test project, the iOS project, and the Android project into one.
Mm-hmm.
Will I be able to build that with the Mobile Center?
Should work. Like we have actually at Connect, we showed the Bike Rider app, and that has iOS, Android, Windows, ASP.NET, like 15 solutions in there, and it should work. You can come down to our booth, and we can actually demo it to you there.
Perfect. Thanks.
Thank you.
And actually, we take more questions. I just wanted to show we have more sessions coming today and tomorrow. So Semina is actually talking at 2:30 at Theater A about Mobile Center and VSTS. But more important, we have two coding challenges. Really easy. You onboard your app to our build service. You do a screenshot, and we give you a nice, awesome T-shirt. And then before you leave the room, we also have stickers down here and sheets. And I would say with this, we say thank you, and then we take more questions just here on the stage. Okay.
All right. Cool.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much.